This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Rich, this is the first time we've had the chance to talk to DOT since the ruling came down.
Right.
Is DOT going to conduct the EIS to move forward with this project?
Well, any project that goes on in this neighborhood, in this area, the city of Buffalo, will have an EIS, so that's part of the process.
One of the things we talked about, was a question that was asked by the audience, was are you going to look at the arterials as a part of a possibly new scoping of the project? If I heard you correctly, you said that's on the table. Can you kind of clarify and explain that?
Yeah, I would say that anything that would involve reduction of lanes or reduction of the whole highway would have to look at those arterials. So that would be part of something that would be looked at in an EIS, for sure.
One of the things that happened 65, 70 years ago when the 33 was put in was that kind of regional conversation about flowing traffic in and out. Will that be part of the conversation moving forward with the new EIS?
As regards to the arterials? I would say so. All traffic flow will be looked at in an EIS. That's part of the EIS's more comprehensive approach, so that would definitely be looked at.
What would you consider the stage to be? Where are we right now? You know, we obviously had some litigation going on.
Yep.
Is this project on pause? How would you characterize where we are right now?
I think we're in a customer and a constituent-focused and community-focused aspect of the project right now, where we're going out to the community, we're re-engaging, seeing what could be some common ground, so what goes into the EIS could come out with a project that could be done.
Do you have an idea when the EIS would start?
Well, it depends on how much community engagement is being put forth. We'd like to do some robust community engagement, be out there in the community as often as we can, but don't drag that too long, because if there's a time frame coming up, we want to get the project started eventually. But I would say that you'd see a robust community engagement process start soon.
What do you take from the feedback that the community gave out to you today?
I think it's important. They're looking to make sure that if an EIS is done, when it's done, it comes out right. So they're looking to say, like, put the good stuff in so you get the good stuff out. So it's actually encouraging to see this many people out. I think there needs to be some common ground found between the groups. And once that's found, I think something could happen. And I think it's an important time.
The initial project goal is to maintain current traffic flows in and out on the Kensington. That question was asked about whether or not the project goals will change under a new EIS. Do you think they will?
Well, if you change anything with traffic flow, it has to be looked at within the EIS. You have to account for those cars somehow. There's some discussion on whether the numbers are right. We'll hash those out. But in the end, I think the users of the road and the community are going to be taken care of as far as when it comes down to whether the road stays or not. I think it's important that you look at those numbers, though, when it pertains to what the roads would do if it was taken out.
Do you think the actual goals of the project will change?
I think the goal of the project has to be where the community is served and you still don't have bedlam around the city with traffic. It has to be a part of it.
I'll ask Sam's question. 2035, is Buffalo better, the same, or worse?
It'll be a better city, and it's better than 2015. It was better than 2005. So every 10 years, we get better.
Obviously, with these delays, the things don't get cheaper. Last time I talked to anyone at DOT, it was about $1.5 billion. The project cost for this, is that still the case, or is it even higher now?
For the record, you did not talk to me. But I don't know what the cost would be for future projects. It depends if there's a tunnel or no tunnel, if there's decking, no decking, if there's no road at all. It would all be dependent on the project. But it's going to be higher.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.